Hi, everybody. I just hear the word hunger. I feel like the Lord saying that all of you are hungry for His presence. And that's the word hunger, He said, because you are hungry, I will pour out freedom in this house. I will pour out freedom in each one of you. And I heard the Lord said that His seven spirit will reside in you. The spirit of the Lord, spirit of understanding and wisdom, might and counsel, and the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And where the spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. So Father, I thank you for the hungry heart. I thank you for the hungry heart. They will experience greater freedom. So Father, I bless them. I bless them with your presence, your spirit. God, for there is your spirit, there is great freedom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Emily. I just saw this big fish just jumping in and out of the water, and I didn't understand what it was at the time, but then as I started asking the Lord about it, it's like the size of a fish is contained by the size of the container that it's in. But as soon as someone moves into a new level, say that you put a little fish in like a bigger pond, it's going to grow bigger. And I just saw this fish going into new levels and being able to grow even larger as it went from level to level, from glory to glory. And I just saw us as that presence is what the water, the fish was in, and we're being immersed in His presence. So I just wanted that. So, Lord, I thank you that you're taking us from glory to glory. I just thank you for your presence, God. I just ask for your presence to saturate us everywhere we go, Lord, that we would have a countenance, that we would be a habitation for your presence everywhere we go. As you, throughout the marketplace, throughout the week, throughout our days, Lord, that we would be able to owe the world an encounter with you, because wherever we go, you go. And we thank you that the Spirit of the living God lives upon us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I just kept hearing over and over that He is a miracle-working God. He is a miracle-working God, and sometimes discouragement and disappointments sometimes keep us from fully realizing how much of a miracle-working God that He is. And I just felt like He was wanting, if you need a miracle in your life, if you would stand, I would love to pray for you. So I don't know. So thank you, God. Wow, thank you, Father. That's so cool. Okay. I'm like, woo, what an honor. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, that you're a miracle working God. God, I just bless every person who's standing, Father. And I pray that you would show up in a mighty way for them, God, that you would show yourself as the miracle working God that you are, God, that you would just release, whoa, heaven into their lives, God. You would release heaven and your miracle-working power in their lives, God. And I just thank you for what you're going to do, God. I thank you for the testimonies that are going to come from their life, God. I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. I just want to confirm that the Lord has brought to my mind Samuel's mom, how she was crying so much that I thought that she was drunk. And I just feel there's been people here who've been really crying out to the Lord for breakthrough. And I also felt that breakthrough. So I just wanted to confirm that word. So we thank you, Lord, for that breakthrough that's here, and that you see every cry of our hearts, Lord. You see every moment that we're in front of you. You see that, Lord. And in heaven, all those tears are being gathered, Lord, and I thank you for your presence, Lord, for your breakthrough presence, God. And I ask for your wisdom, Lord, in every step of the way, in every step of breakthrough, Lord, that you give us everything that we need in that moment. And thank you as we come to you that everything is there. And I just feel, really feel the Lord wants us to just to ponder on that, that everything we need truly is in him. And as we continue to pursue him, he is coming through for us. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for that we live our lives from that place of peace, from that place of presence. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Marguerite. It's so fun to be here with you guys tonight, and just thank you for even sharing the words. I was talking to Rachel, and I said, Rachel, do you have a word? And she's like, no. I was like, get one. And thankfully, I know Rachel, where we work together in HSSM, and she is spot on. So that was really good. That was just a great word. All of them were. So I'm just excited to see what God is going to do tonight. When I was praying, I just felt like the Lord said there's going to be a refreshing wind that just blows through here tonight. And even as Marguerite was sharing about breakthrough, and I was kind of curious, I was like, okay, God, I just want to hear if anyone else is hearing these things too. I just felt like God is just going to break some stuff off tonight and just bring some freedom and really just refreshing. And I just felt like it's for all of us and even for the team. I just think God's going to do some pretty cool stuff, because when we posture our hearts with expectancy, God responds. Amen? So yeah, we just have expectant hearts, God. We're just so excited about what you're going to do, Lord. Come and move. It's going to be a good night. So I'm going to talk about our words and our thoughts, because it's a matter of life and death. And it really is. It truly is. Who knows that words are powerful? They really are. I was reading Genesis 1, and there are about 15 times that I noted, just kind of reading through it even quickly, where God spoke and declared and named things. You know, there was power in what he said. God spoke and created the heavens, the earth, and us. That's amazing. There is power in declaration. There is power in words. Psalms 33, 8 through 9 says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast." He spoke and it was done. When God speaks, it's done. So when God gives you a promise, it's done. So if there's something that you've been believing for and hoping for, just begin to just declare that. Begin to stand firm in that. You know, that is one of the things that God calls us to. We are called not to live just in the natural, but we are called to live in the supernatural, because we know with God, his promises are yes and amen. If he says it, it's done. So I just want to even share a couple things from Romans 4, 17 through 21, because when we speak and make declarations, it helps us call those things that are not as though they are. And it says, "As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed." And he's talking about Abraham here, guys. "The God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith," and that's pretty incredible when you listen to the odds he had, "he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised." Amen? So one of God's methods of bringing life to dead things is for someone to say it's alive, even while it's still dead. Declarations direct our lives toward what we speak. James 3, 4 through 5 says, "Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue." Our words are a rudder to our lives. So our words, they direct where we go. Life is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." That is one verse that we should probably all meditate on for a while. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. One of the greatest revelations I think we can get is that the tongue has the power to release life wherever we go, whatever the circumstances are. Your words have power. God made it that way. When God speaks, things happen. We just saw a number of instances where God even just gave examples. There's examples of that in the Word. There's a shift that takes place. Lives are changed. He calls things forth. The course of your personal history can be changed when God speaks. Is anyone wanting to hear what God has to say tonight? Now, I want you to think about a chronic complainer, just someone who's very negative. How do you feel when you're around them? Anyone? How do you feel? Do you feel? Go ahead. Yeah, drained. It's just very, eh. It's not very uplifting, is it? Now, I want you to think of someone who is an encourager. How do you feel when you're around them? You feel good. Now, I was thinking, who is an example of a good encourager that I know? There's someone I was thinking of. And I was thinking, probably, yeah, Jesus is definitely a good encourager, but also Kelly Prado. You really are, Kelly. Just your presence, your words are just life-giving. I mean, just really, it's very powerful what you carry. So, yeah, you're an encourager, and you're the first person that came to my mind. It's true. Now, I want to remind you that I don't just mean someone who tickles your ears, because in the midst of this, you know, I don't want to disregard or discount that there are hard things in life. There just are. You know, that's part of the trials and tribulations that we face. And, you know, God never said that it would always be easy. He never said that. But he promised that he would always be there. He promised that he was a constant help in time of trouble. He said he was faithful. He said he would give us wings to fly, that we would run and not grow weary. That's the Father that we serve. So it's not like we're ostriches burying our heads in the sand. You know, Pastor David gave an example this morning of when you look at what's happening in our country, it can be a little unsettling, we'll say. It can be discouraging. But if you only focus on and speak the negative, you are missing an opportunity to declare hope. It's so easy to see the negative stuff. I mean, I think it's pretty easy. Like, oh, they have a bad attitude, or, you know, what's going on over there? It's so easy to see that stuff. That's natural. God's called us to be supernatural. We need to see beyond that, to see what God is saying in those situations. If there's a situation in your life where you don't have hope, that's not from the Lord. God always has a redemptive answer, no matter what's going on. He always has a redemptive answer. If you don't have it, get it. Seek him, pursue him. And I'll be honest, there are times in my life where that doesn't happen overnight. You know, and I just keep going, okay, God, I know you're good. In the midst of this, Lord, I know you're good. Lord, I know that you've called me to have joy. So Lord, I just choose joy today. Even though I don't feel joyful, God, I just choose your joy. And I just declare his goodness. And sometimes it's hard. And sometimes it brings a working in our character. But it is important. It is important to make that choice in the midst of that, to say, God, you're good. No matter what, God, you're good. So I want to be clear that even in the midst of this, I'm not talking about, you know, just, you know, avoiding the things that are happening. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you put our eyes on God. And in the midst of that, we say, God, you're good. No matter what's happening, God, you're good. I remember that hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but that it was actually birthed out of a tragic story, and God just redeemed in this man's heart, and he was able to say, "It is well with my soul." It's incredible, and I'm like, Lord, make me like that. You know, give me that understanding. So I will say this. There are two types of people. Be the positive one. Be the hope-filled one. When a negative thought comes, interrupt that thought. and even just speak out loud, just even confront it. You know, just, I'm fearful. God has not given me a spirit of fear. Just choose not to partner with that. So if you're around a lot of people that are that say, you know, you're a screw up or whatever, maybe you need to be around some more life-giving people, you know? So really, don't just surround yourself with people who are negative. And sometimes those are people who are close to us in our life and we can't always avoid them. It just is. Maybe you're married to them. I don't know. But then you can begin to declare good things there too. You really can. God will move. But put yourself in a place to receive encouragement. You know, whether it's just worshiping the Lord, whether it's making declarations, whatever it is, being around people who encourage you. Kelly doesn't have but so much time in her schedule, so she can't be an encouragement for everyone. But put yourself in a position to receive encouragement. Coming here tonight, that's a great opportunity. So when a negative thought comes, stop it. Declare something else. And this will become a habit. And it is a habit you have to break. But I will say this, not every negative thought needs to be said out loud either. So just begin to just listen to the Lord, and he's going to just speak to you in those areas. He wants to renew our minds. He wants us to be filled with joy, to gain his perspective. That's his heart for us. So we know that we're supposed to do that with each other, and particularly our team is trained to call out the golden people. So that's positive, but how do you speak about yourself? I'll be honest, a lot of times it's a lot easier for me to like call out the gold in someone else than it has been for me to say that about myself. You know, that's really been just a process where God just teaches me, don't say that about yourself. Don't declare that, you know, don't say that. Proverbs 18:20-21 says, from the fruit of their mouth, a person's stomach is filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. From the fruit of their mouth, what we say, a person's stomach is filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied. What do you want your harvest to be? I know what I want mine to be. You know, I know what I want that to be birthed out of. So I was reading this from about this book. It's called Words Can Change Your Brain. It was written by a couple of doctors. And they said, it's fascinating, positive words such as peace and love can alter the expressions of genes, strengthening areas in our frontal lobes and promoting the brain's cognitive functioning. They propel the motivational centers of the brain into action, according to the authors, and build resiliency. Conversely, hostile language can disrupt specific genes that play a key part in the production of neurochemicals that protect us from stress. Humans are hardwired to worry. Guess what, guys? We are not called to be like the world, though, right? And it goes on to talk about how a single negative word can really just negatively affect us. But by holding a positive and optimistic word in your mind, you stimulate frontal lobe activity. This area includes specific language centers that connect directly to the motor cortex responsible for moving you into action. And as our research has shown, the longer you concentrate on positive words, the more you begin to affect other areas of the brain. So when you focus on positive things, on good things, on hope-filled things, it actually begins to change your brain. It's pretty fascinating to me. And I just want to say, science is just beginning to tap into what the Word already says. The Word already talks about this. Science is just trying to catch up. So, yeah. So you guys probably know Ed Postlewaite. He's part of our advisory council here. And Carol Parks as well, and they both usher in the first service. They're both great people and really not given to exaggeration or hyperbole. But they told me a few months ago they were going to start speaking well to their gardens. And I asked them this morning because I was curious. I said, well, how are your gardens doing? And I asked Ed, and Ed said, we planted 2 cucumber plants, and yesterday his wife Carol had canned 11 pints of cucumbers, which is incredible. you know, and he said their tomato plants are taking off, and he says it's just amazing. So then I found Carol, and I said, Carol, what's going on with your plants? And she says, it's astounding. And she plants every year. She's like, it's just astounding to see the difference. And I'm like, that is fascinating. That is fascinating. You can find like various studies where people have done this sort of thing with water, with plants, with rice. And it's just a principle. It's just a principle that the Lord's made. So I just want to encourage you once again, when negative thoughts come, we're going to interrupt them. And we're going to speak a positive word aloud. I like this, what Bill Johnson said here. Just because a wave comes doesn't mean we have to ride it. We have to be wise to know which waves we want to ride. So when anxiety, offense, fear, any of those things come up, instead of trying to think of something better, sometimes I just open my mouth and I declare something just to interrupt that thought. I just cut it off. I just encourage you to do that. Don't even just feed it. Just stop it. Just cut it off right there. When I first bought my home, this is quite a few years ago now, but I guess I was pretty much fearful. I'll say it that way. I was fearful sometimes at night. I'm like, what is that creaking noise upstairs? You know, or what is this sound over here? Or what is, you know? And it was hard to sleep. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this defeat me. This isn't going to happen. So I just began to just declare the word of the Lord. You know, I would walk around my house and I say, no weapon formed against me will prosper. All that rise up against me will fall. God has not given me a spirit of fear. And I'm not going to say the first night it stopped, but it stopped. You know, this is not something I'm battling anymore, because God stepped in and I was able to declare his word, the importance of getting the word in us, and just bring change to a situation. I didn't be like, okay, what can I do? You know, what is the best thing I can, you know, figure out so I don't... I just like, no, I'm not going to partner with this thing. So don't partner with it. It's important to get the word in us. It is one of the most powerful tools to combat the evil one. Proverbs 4:20-22 says, fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Then, as you unwrap my words, they will impart to you true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. That's the Passion Translation. I'm going to read that again because I just love it. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Then, as you unwrap my words, they will impart to you true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. So we want to get his words into our heart, his words into our very being. So for me, when I'm struggling in, you know, whatever area it is, I try to get God's word just around me. So if you go in my bathroom, I have some verses on the mirror in there. In the kitchen, on the refrigerator, I have some verses there. Oftentimes at my computer here, maybe I'll have a verse there. I just do what I can just to get the word before me. You know, sometimes when I get ready, I'll turn on like my Bible app and just listen to the word or praise and music. You know, there's something powerful with praise and music. I don't know if you guys have done that, but my dad could speak about that. But when you just begin to declare his goodness, when you begin just begin to worship him, the atmosphere changes. It's powerful. So, speaking of declarations, a few weeks ago, I gave the women folk in my family a copy of this. So, I'm just going to say it out loud. I am beautiful. I am victorious. I am chosen. I am a child of God. I am highly favored. I am blessed every day I arise. I am accepted just as I am. I am loved unconditionally. I am the apple of my Father's eye. I am never forsaken. I am powerful and I am free. And that's something I say in the morning. It's just something I start my day with. You know, I'm just going to declare what the Lord has said just to begin with. You know, let's see. I'm going to just say even Proverbs 18:20-21 again. I had this here because I loved it. The fruit of your mouth, your stomach is filled, and the harvest of your lips, they are satisfied. Speak and sow good fruit so that you have a good harvest. How are you speaking and thinking of yourself? Is it with John 1:3 in your mind, where God says, all things were made through him, and without him nothing that was made was made? Genesis 1:26 says that we were made in his likeness. Genesis 1:31 says, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So tell someone, God made me, and he said it was very good. That's right. So my sisters are excellent mothers, and they had a great model of motherhood. And probably some of you, not all of you, know that my sister Sarah had a baby about 5 months ago, and it was just one that we just really prayed for. And, you know, speaking of prophetic declarations, some of you heard this, but we went away for just like a girls' weekend. We were celebrating my mom's birthday, and she'd been praying for many years for another child. And she said, I'm just going to buy this baby outfit and just, you know, prophetically declare God's going to give me a baby. And that next week, we found out she was expecting. So there's power in declarations and prophetic declarations. And so I love that. So when Sarah was still carrying Haven, there was a song that just resonated in her spirit. And she sang and declared that over her, even while she was in the womb. And I just want to show you a clip of that. David, can you show that?
I wrestle with a
can you maximize it, David?
Bone disease, and about 2 years ago, I woke up and the presence, just the oppressive heaviness was over my bed. Anybody ever had that happen? Where you wake up and you're like, wow, the enemy hates me. And I was like, Lord, I need you to lift this. I need you to lift this heaviness. And the Lord said to me, Melissa, I want you to sing your way out. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. I want you to take it. And I got up, I started getting ready, and it didn't lift. And I said, God, I need you to take this. I need you to take this, the pain and the heaviness. And he said, Melissa, I want you to sing your way out. And I said, I don't want to sing my way out. I want you to take it. And I kept getting ready, and I'm literally blow drying my hair, and I'm like, God, please take this. Lift it. And the Lord said to me, said, Melissa, I want to teach you something about the power of the song of your life, who I am inside you. And he said, as a kind father would, sing your way out. So I'm sitting there blow drying my hair. I'm going to act it out for the people on the way back. Oh, there I am. Blow drying my hair. And all of a sudden, the top of my lungs in my bathroom, I sing. I am strong and full of life. I am steadfast, no compromise. I lift my sails to the sky. I'm gonna catch the wind. I'm gonna catch the wind. All in one, like, breath. It shocked me.
That's good, David. So I just want to read that to you in case you couldn't understand it all. But she said, I am strong and full of life. I am steadfast, no compromise. I lift my sails to the sky. I'm going to catch the wind. I am bold, no fear inside. I spread my wings, open my life. Like an eagle whose home is the sky, I'm going to catch the wind. Your faithfulness will never let me down. I'm confident I'll see your goodness now. I know you hear my heart. I'm singing out. There's nothing that can stop your goodness now. So Sarah has just sang that over Haven, just declared it over and over. Haven just smiles when she hears this song, which I just love. And not only that, it's influenced the rest of us. So we also, when we hear the song, we think of Haven. And I heard my sister Laura singing it to her. And I was in the kitchen at her house last week, and I heard both of my nephews in turn singing it over her. And I was like, yes, yes, I love it, yes. You know, because it's not just for us, it can be for your children, it can be for your grandchildren. I love it. When I was thinking about that, I didn't even consider that Melissa Helser, who was singing that song, she began to sing out loud when those thoughts came, she sang out loud and it broke. It's powerful. So, and recently, Sarah was taking one of my nephews to an art class. And she had Haven, and the lady said, she's going to be a safe haven for many. People are going to be drawn to her. And Sarah was like, huh, that's interesting. You know, and she made note of it. And then, this is so funny, but they're at GameStop this last week, and they walked inside, and the person who was working there said, oh my goodness, she's going to be a mover and a shaker. Or no, she said, she is a mover and shaker. And Sarah's like, what do you think about that? She's like, you know, I think this is the Lord. And I was like, yes. And some people would probably discount that. I don't know if they were saved, but I know that God can speak through a donkey. So I just want to encourage you to be in tune to those moments when God speaks in the unusual circumstances around you. He is always speaking. And when you hear something, you might not recognize it, but maybe your spirit will leap. Have you ever felt that inside? You were like, oh, okay, God's doing something. So make note of that. You know, when we talked about this, when she was telling me that, I'm like, okay, that's so cool. Haven's a safe place. You know, she's going to be a haven for many. That also means that she's going to need to set boundaries in place. I mean, honestly, you know, when people are drawn to you, sometimes you just need to know when to put those in place. And so we're talking about just things that she and Daniel can declare over Haven. You know, stuff like, Haven, you are a safe place, a haven for many. You're a carrier of God's peace. You make good boundaries and people respect them. You are a mover and a shaker. And I was just thinking tonight, you know, some of you may have received prophetic words before, some of you may not. But I just even wanted to share that as an example of tonight God is going to speak to you. You're going to get some words tonight. And when those words that God gives you, you need to utilize them. You know, you're going to record them. And then I want you to just encourage you just to go back and write it out. You know, maybe you're told, you're strong. You know, I just see that you're very wise. Okay, so you could just even say, God has said, I am strong. I am wise. I make good decisions. So I just want to encourage you tonight to just begin to make this a part of your life. You're going to find that it really does change the atmosphere. And it even just does something in your own heart. Because you say, okay, I'm going to partner with what the Lord is saying and what the Lord is doing. And it's going to be good. Amen? So I just want to pray with you before we do prophetic words. Father, I just thank you, Father, for who you are. Father, we do just declare that your promise is a yes and amen. That you're not a man that you would lie, that we can trust what you say, Lord. Father, we do just choose to partner with what you're doing, God, and we just have hearts of expectation. God, we just say, come, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Have your way, God. And Lord, I just even ask for the team as they minister tonight, God, that there would just be refreshing on them, Lord. God, that you would just give us ears to hear, Lord. Let our hearts be open. We just thank you for what you're doing and for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.